In this week's Torah reading of Bamidbar, we encounter the third census of the Hebrew nation. The first two are in the book of Exodus, and they keep it simple. One verse tells us how many Jews there are. But here in the book of Numbers, the Torah dedicates 47 kind of boring verses to the census. What makes this census so different? The 12th century commentator Rashbam explains that 20 days later, the Jewish people will depart to conquer Israel. Therefore, it's imperative to know precisely how many fighters are in each tribe. But God has already promised us divine assistance. So does it really matter if we're 60,000 fighters or 600,000? The Ramban answers, the Torah does not rely upon miracles, such as one soldier pursuing 1,000 of the enemy. So we need to invest every effort in preparing for battle, and then God will infuse our natural endeavors with divine blessing and we'll emerge victorious. No just sitting around and waiting for miracles. The dean of the Beit HaYeshiva Zalman Melamed says, pay close attention to the wording of the command to count the nation. B'mispar Shemot, we are commanded to count the number by name. In previous censuses, there were no names, just numbers. As we gravitate towards Israel, suddenly our names matter. Our individuality receives value and meaning in the perspective of fulfilling our national goals. Our names, which encapsulate our essence, become pronounced. Outside of Israel, we are individual Jews keeping the commandments, which is of paramount importance. But that's not why the Jewish people were created. Only in Israel can we fulfill our ultimate mission, to illuminate the entire world by attaching the divine light to every aspect of life, to defense, to agriculture, to finance. Only when we are a nation in our land can we accomplish this. In our time right now, literally thousands of Jews around the world are in the process of ripping themselves away from their comfort zone and beginning the march towards the land of Israel. Only here we count the nation b'mispar shemot, the number by name, because each and every one of you has a task waiting for you here in the land of Israel. And without you, our national goals remain incomplete. So y'all come home now, you hear? And remember, for more Israel National Torah, sign up to our email list at the link below.